Nearly 400 years ago, a young Gian Lorenzo Bernini was commissioned by a powerful cardinal's family to decorate the first Jesuit church in Rome. WSHU's Cassandra Bassler reports that now the bust has left Rome for the first time for an exhibition at Fairfield University Art Museum in Connecticut.
When you step inside the exhibit, it's like stepping behind the scenes of the creation of one of the most important monuments in Baroque Rome, the Church of the Gesu. Linda Walk-Simon is head curator.
There are five works from the Gesu. None of those have ever come to America.
Walk-Simon points out pieces collected from the church and private galleries around the world, like the gold-embroidered ecclesiastical vestment that priests would wear for special mass. There's even a model of the fresco that the great Giovanni Galli painted on the church ceiling. And, of course,
we're standing in front of the Bernini portrait bust.
It's a nearly life-size sculpture of Fairfield University's patron saint, Cardinal Roberto Bellarmino, from the waist up. Soft white light casts over Bellarmino as he stretches his white marble hands out in prayer.
It's the highlight of the exhibition, and I don't mean at all to diminish any of the other works, because to me there are many, many highlights, but it's the highlight of the highlights.
Walk-Simon says most of Bernini's architectural works, like at St. Peter's Basilica, are not meant to be moved, but this two-foot-tall bust is a portable example of the style Bernini would eventually trademark.
It's of exceptional, unparalleled, extraordinary importance. Both because Bernini, as you rightly said, is just one of the giants of the history of Western art, one of the greatest sculptors of all times, and because this work in particular has just never been seen.
That's because the bust normally rests up in the apse of the Gesu. But here, Walk-Simon takes a step closer to look eye to eye with Bellarmino.
Like, you can see the stubble on his face. Now, why did Bernini do that? This figure was always up very high. No one would have seen that. But it just, like, he was so, you know, to him, marble was like the way anybody else would have just modeled in clay. I can carve the stubble. I can carve the lace. I can carve all these folds.
So how did a rare early Bernini sculpture leave Rome for the first time to come all the way to Connecticut? Walk-Simon says it began with a colleague's crazy idea.
I am Xavier Solomon. I'm the Peter J. Sharp Chief Curator at the Frick Collection in New York.
Solomon joined Linda Walk-Simon's committee a few years ago. There, he dreamt up a scenario. If they could loan just one piece from the Church of the Gesu, what would it be? The Bernini.
The idea was thrown out there as an almost impossible idea. I mean, when we first had this conversation with Linda, we thought, oh, that would be great, but how can you do this?
So Walk-Simon enlisted her university connections and the help of the top Jesuit scholar living today. They sent a letter to the leader of the Jesuits in Rome, who could convince Italian officials to let the Bernini leave the country. And Father General Arturo Sosa gave his response.
I was happy to help. This bust is not simply an outstanding work of art by an extraordinary sculptor. It also reminds Fairfield of its Jesuits' identity and mission.
The Superior General says the piece is a special way to commemorate the university's Jesuit history. Xavier remembers meeting Jesuit leaders in Italy to prepare for the Bernini's big move.
Linda and I went to Rome and met with the rector of the Church of the Gesu and the people from the Sovrintendenza, and we climbed up a sort of rickety ladder to get, you know, to the top of this niche and get to see the bust close up. And it was the first time that either of us, or, you know, many other people, I mean, no one had seen it that closely.
Solomon says the chance to see the bust up close and alongside the other masterworks should not be missed.
You know, I'm an expert in this field, and I've known most of these objects before, but I've never seen them so well before. So being able to see them together and so clearly and directly, you will never get this again.
The last day to see the Art of the Gesu is this Saturday, May 19th. Cassandra Bassler, WSHU News.